With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More problems at Newark Liberty International Airport. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says fewer flights will depart from Newark to review what's going on.
And if we reduce the number of flights at Newark, we're not doing it to annoy people. We're not doing it to delay people's travel. What we're doing is guaranteeing safety. And when you have problems, you actually slow things down. And that's what we've done. We've slowed down the flights at Newark until we can stand this system up and be assured that we have enough controllers and a system that's actually working to keep everybody safe.
New Jersey's largest airport has struggled with radar outages and numerous flight delays and cancellations. The latest problem was Sunday when a telecommunications issue briefly slowed traffic. The House GOP unleashes sweeping tax legislation before committee hearings Tuesday. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
House Republicans on Monday unveiled the heart of their long-awaited tax package, a 389-page plan for tax cuts and some tax increases that would be the most consequential tax bill to pass Congress in years. The proposal would raise a few taxes to finance some new breaks suggested by President Donald Trump and expand others like the child tax credit, while also extending many more that are set to expire at the end of this year. Lawmakers aim to combine it with another already released chunk of the plan and formally take them up Tuesday in the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
GOP leaders hope to move it through the entire House by Memorial Day and forward it on to the Senate for approval. Republicans aim to get it to the president's desk by their 4th of July recess. The showdown between the Trump administration and Democrats over access to an ICE detention center isn't over. On Friday, the mayor of Newark was arrested outside the New Jersey facility after he and three Democrat House reps tried to force their way in. This is SRN News. It appears that Americans don't trust each other very much.
According to the Pew Research Center, back in 1972, nearly half of all adults said that most other people can be trusted. Today, only about one-third think that. Why does it matter? Pew says, quote, "Trust is the oil that lubricates the frictions of daily life. Trust makes it easier for people to work together to solve problems." Some clergymen are pointing to Matthew 24:12, in which Jesus warned that, quote, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A clinic in Colorado that for more than 50 years performed late-term abortions closed last month. This leaves the U.S. with just a handful of clinics offering abortions right up to the moment of birth. Pro-life advocates are cheering the latest closure, calling it an important step forward in protecting mothers and unborn babies. Operators of the clinics say financial issues forced it to shut down. This is SRN News. The Episcopal Church says no to white South Africans.
The Episcopal Church's migration service is refusing a directive from the federal government to help resettle white South Africans granted refugee status, citing the church's longstanding commitment to racial justice and reconciliation. Presiding Bishop Sean Rowe announced the step Monday, shortly before 49 South Africans arrived at Dulles International Airport outside Washington on a private charter plane. Episcopal Migration Ministries instead will halt its decades-long partnership with the government, according to the bishop. President Donald Trump opened a fast-tracked refugee status to white South Africans, accusing their government of discrimination. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Episcopal Migration Ministries has long resettled refugees under federal grants. Another Christian group, Church World Service, said it is open to helping resettle the Afrikaners. More details at srnnews.com.